Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Eveready Industries India Q4 FY24 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Nishid Solanki from CDR India. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Eveready Industries India's Q4 FY24 earnings conference call. Today, we are joined by senior members of the management team, including Mr. Suvamay Saha, Managing Director, and Mr. Vivek Agrawal, Chief Financial Officer. We will begin the call. Before that, let me first share our standard disclaimer. Some of the statements that may be made on today's conference call could be forward-looking in nature, and the actual results could vary from these forward-looking statements. A detailed statement in this regard is available in the press release, which has been circulated to you earlier and also available on the stock exchange website. I would now like to invite Mr. Saha to share his perspectives with you. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you, Nishid. Welcome to our annual earnings call. I hope all of you are doing well. Eveready has concluded the year FY24 with robust results, with significant growth in profitability, both at the level of EBITDA as well as PAT. The top line, however, remained muted due to reasons I shall explain shortly. Before that, let me touch upon the strategic highlights of the year. I will also take up towards the end of my remarks our thoughts for the coming year. I shall now recap areas of strategy that are important to us and what we pursued right through the year. Being custodian of the Eveready brand, it is contingent upon us that we sustain the tempo of communication around the products and brand. Thus, very consciously, the spends towards advertising and promotional activities have held momentum. To provide stronger trust in this area, we signed on a new brand ambassador, the champion javelin thrower Neeraj Chopra, who embodies the power of our brand among other qualities. Secondly, we took an important improvement initiative in revamping our route to market in order to modernize the critical strength area of distribution of our company. As we have communicated in our earlier calls during the year, we encountered challenges both from design as well as implementation. These have been identified and actioned upon. We firmly believe that it was a much-needed transformation requirement to keep this asset relevant to our times, and results should follow shortly in line with our plans. On this topic of distribution, I must also mention that we used a more diverse set of channels beyond the general trade, whereas we have lagged in this previously. We have moved levers to cover better modern retail, e-commerce, quick commerce, and institutional sales. These new channels will play a crucial role in the coming quarters to boost growth. Thirdly, we augmented our talent bench both through internal developments and external inductions to make a first-class team capable of delivering results at levels not seen before. We are a company that is raring for growth, and there are a multitude of initiatives outlined in order to drive our objectives. I hope to bring clarity to these aspects through this forum. Without any further ado, let me now share highlights segment-wise, commencing with batteries. The previous year saw battery volumes remaining stagnant in volume terms, mainly in the traditional carbon zinc category. This was primarily due to weak rural demand. The good news is that Eveready's strong market share position at 53% plus remained rock solid right through this year. We continued to stay salient as a brand such that our batteries continue to be best identified with the category itself. Whereas we were hitherto underrepresented in the growing alkaline category, the lacuna has been corrected, and I am pleased to share that our new range of Ultima alkaline batteries has delivered multifold growth, whereas we are still on a small base, the category has vastly improved its contribution to the overall battery volumes. Stable material prices allowed us to improve margins, and we used part of these gains in plowing back for connecting with our consumers. As already mentioned, a new campaign with a new brand ambassador added Philip to the brand proposition to our consumers, keeping us relevant as we move forward. Let me now talk on flashlights. We are the largest organized and branded name in this market, having taken cognizance of the emerging growth in rechargeable flashlights. We have revitalized our range with new feature-rich products in this space. The market is replete with offerings from informal players supplying mispriced and mislabeled products. The emphasis for us is singularly on quality. Our in-house design team continuously produces offerings that compete strongly on feature functionality while staying affordable to our core consumers, particularly in the rural segment. The market was also impacted by weak rural demand, but we believe that we need to venture into areas where demand should be relatively inelastic. We have started making inroads in hitherto unexplored areas of modern retail, e-commerce and quick commerce, and in the coming days, we will strive to carve out a larger share of our business in this expanding marketplace. While we grew handsomely in the rechargeable segment, the traditional battery-operated flashlights continued to degrow at a fast pace, resulting in stagnant revenues. However, the growth in the rechargeable segment should drive overall growth in due course of time. Finally, I come to the lighting business. This is a business with few entry barriers, but success here is dependent on quality and trust. With a comprehensive line of products, we are in the marketing with a dual distribution agenda. The general trade, where we enjoy top-tier reach, carries the basic range and takes our brand offering to every corner of the country. In line with our aspirations, we are also making us more relevant to the exclusive lighting network. We are achieving this with a very relevant and sophisticated product portfolio, which is liked not only by our consumers, but also the influencer community of electricians and architects. The investments in modern retail and other channels, including online, are also yielding results. This was a year of industry-wide significant value erosion, as all established players passed on the benefit from manufacturing efficiencies to the market. While we grew our volume significantly, it did not reflect on our top line for this reason mentioned. Lighting continues to be our key plank for growth in the coming years. Let me now share some insights on our financial performance. We ended the quarter and the year with robust portfolio growth, achieving growth of 28% and 232% in EBITDA and PAT respectively for the year. This reflects our overall initiatives on driving premiumization, continuous innovation, efficiency enhancement, and of course, in a large measure helped by favorable and stable raw material prices. This was achieved despite a much enhanced spend on advertising and promotion at 10.2% of our revenue. As already mentioned, revenue was stagnant for the year and the quarter due to weak rural demand affecting offtakes of batteries and flashlights and industry-wide price deflation in the lighting market. Revenues were also impacted due to the challenges from a revamped route-to-market improvement initiative, which are being resolved. That said, alkaline batteries maintained month-on-month growth momentum following the introduction of the new Ultima range of alkaline batteries, so did the new range of rechargeable flashlights. Despite the overall category being affected by continuing degrowth of the traditional battery-operated flashlights, alternative trade channels beyond general trade exhibited significant enhancement across all product categories. I will now speak on the outlook as we see it. We estimate rural demand to pick up in the coming year, maybe from the second quarter. The bigger peers in the FMCG industry seem to be having a similar outlook. This should result in volume growth of batteries and flashlights, which was hampered during FY24. Our push for moving towards high-value products and our strong market share position should lead to satisfactory revenue growth. We are also putting our hopes on getting a high level of growth from the lighting category. We believe the manufacturing efficiencies have mostly peaked and the benefits therefrom have already been passed on to the market. Hence, the value erosion seen in FY24 should not be a phenomenon any longer in the coming year. All considered, we should have a high single-digit growth for the company as a whole. We also believe that the first quarter may follow last year's trends, but the growth engine should go to a higher gear from the second quarter. The challenges faced from the revised RTM are gradually getting resolved, albeit at a pace lower than what we desired. We estimate that the revised RTM will start yielding strong results from the second half of the coming year. We also believe that our growth should go hand in hand with healthy profitability. We should be improving our profitability not only in absolute quantum but also in percentages in the coming year over FY24. We would like to persist with our spends on A&P, however. With a higher revenue, its percentage to revenue may lower itself to less than 10% at high single digit. One challenge that needs to be highlighted is the possibility of some adverse impacts coming from raw materials. Due to the volatile global situation with severe unrest in two parts of the world, commodity prices seem to be moving northwards. However, we are prepared and we have planned for mitigation actions. In sum, I look forward to the coming year with great amount of enthusiasm and we may just see one of our better years in all-round performance. With that, I request the moderator to open the forum to questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking questions. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. To ask questions, please press star and one. The first question is from Kush Gosrani from InCred Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Hello, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, if you could help us to break the sales for the full year between the three categories and what would have been the volume growth as well for the full year, that would be helpful.
Okay. So, let me give you the revenue share as it stands for FY24. Batteries remained at 64.6%, flashlight at 12.2%, and lighting at 23.2%. So, you know, the overall revenue being closer to 1340, you can make the breakup. With regards to volume growth, as I had indicated, the battery, particularly in the carbon zinc batteries, was trending slightly negative at around -3%. We had quite a significant growth in in alkaline batteries, which, you know, started, you know, becoming higher as the year ended. So the fourth quarter we ended with about 135% growth, but for the whole year it was 71%. The lighting, you know, is a mix of many types, so it is difficult to give you volume-wise. But overall, you know, LED bulbs grew, consumer luminaires grew, professional luminaires grew, everything grew by between, say, 20 and, say, 40%.
Yeah.
I hope I have been able to answer your question.
And sir, how much you would attribute the current slowdown in the revenues to the changes that we have made in the RTM, aside from the rural demand not being there?
It's very difficult. You know, I don't think we have been able to put a specific number, but maybe, you know, our with the rural demand being weak and the with the you know, the value erosion that took place in the lighting market, which made the results flat, maybe we would have got a 3-4% growth if the RPM challenges could be made by us at the appropriate time. So I would say about 3-4% could be, it's very difficult to say, you know, with a very specific number.
Got it, sir. Got it. Yeah. And how confident are you that from Q2 you could see the growth bouncing back as you had highlighted right now? Because
I would say
you are confident Q4, but given the current situation, I think so.
Yeah. So, you know, at this stage, you know, the ground conditions have not changed all that much. We have an expectation that, you know, once the elections are over and, you know, there is good monsoon, we feel that rural demand could see an uptick, and the same sentiment is being expressed by many of the, you know, I would say larger peers also. So, and, you know, as I said in my remarks also, the value erosion seems to have peaked out. So we feel that from Q2, we should be seeing a very decent quantum of growth, and certainly for the second half.
Oh, got it. Thank you. I'll get back in.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Bhargav from Ambit Asset Management. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, team, and thank you for the opportunity. Sir, my first question is on the alkaline battery. Now that you are seeing very strong growth, is there any capex which you are planning to put up capacity here?
So, Bhargav, thank you. Thanks for the question. So, we are contemplating. We have not fully decided yet, but maybe, you know, if we see the present trends, we would perhaps be encouraged, you know, towards the end of the year or somewhere around that to contemplate putting up a installation of our own.
And secondly, sir, is there any update on the BIS as far as the rechargeable battery segment is concerned? Because the share of Chinese herein is very, very high.
Yeah. Not only the Chinese, also local unorganized players also, who also do not adhere to, you know, the metrology and, you know, the as I said, mislabeled, misdeclared kind of, you know, claims. So we expect the new standard to be out within a very short period of time. It is currently going through the printing process, as they call it, which is basically, you know, correcting all the typos and stuff like that, you know, and then putting it on the gazette. So we feel from the indications that we have, you know, we of course do not control that process, but from the indications that we have received, there it should happen sooner than later.
And lastly, sir, on the alkaline battery, is it possible to highlight what is our mix between the high price, high MRP alkaline battery and the low MRP alkaline battery?
It is about 25-75. The value alkaline is about 75%.
On that mix, are we guiding anything maybe in the next 2-3 years? What are we targeting?
We have been a late entrant. So, you know, if we are to play the game of alkaline, we need to play by the rules of the, you know, the leading player who is putting it out at a very low price point. So, you know, as we grow in volume and, you know, if we at all come with our own installation, then we will see, you know, how to sort of be more sort of competitive in the market. I mean, or let us say more margin accretive in this particular category. At this stage, really, I mean, we have been very late in entrance, so we have to play the game of the leader.
And any price hikes possible in this segment or looks difficult?
No, so price hikes certainly is possible, and which is why all over the world people have shifted to alkaline, because you need higher margins, etc., at a high price point, which the consumers happily pay. In India, somehow the leading player has played it a little differently, which no complaints. I mean, ultimately, you know, people would play as per their, you know, choice. So we are, to some extent, I have to be candid, I mean, to some extent we are constrained by that, because we are a very small, we have a very small market share at this point of time. In the alkaline segment, overall we are still 53% plus, but in alkaline we are still just about 10%.
And what will be the share in carbon thing for value and premium?
That would be 50-50. I mean, the premium, or maybe I would say 45-55.
In favor of premium?
Yeah.
Great, sir. Thank you for your thoughts and all the very best.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Chirag from Keynote Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thank you for the opportunity. My first question is related to the lighting segment. Currently, we are at the break-even level and almost doing about 350 to 400 crores top line on an annual basis.
Sorry, I didn't get your question.
So I just wanted to ask, as per your earlier commentary, where you have commented that lighting segment would be reach a break-even level on operating at a sales of 350 to 400 crores. So I just wanted to know, are we on that trajectory and we are about to break even in lighting segment?
Okay, you are absolutely correct in that. So we remain on that trajectory, and this year we hope to gain break-even in the lighting business. This year as in FY25.
Okay. And so what kind of growth we are expecting in this segment?
So we are taking, at this stage, given that, you know, the growth was completely muted due to the value erosion, we feel that it would be reasonable to aspire for a 20% growth in lighting in the coming year.
And sir, could you repeat that? Your voice got break in the middle.
So, as I said, that last year, given that last year our growth was very muted because of the overall industry value erosion scenario, we expect and aspire to grow at 20% in FY25.
Perfect. Sir, in addition to this, I just wanted to know what kind of distribution reach we have reached in this lighting segment? And what is the reach for FY25?
So you are saying that how much turnover did we reach in FY24?
No, sir. I'm asking distribution reach, like the number of outlets.
Oh, sorry. I misjudged your question. So, you know, we are on the general, the electrical outlets which we access through the general trade exceeds 200,000. But those are very small shops in the rural side. On the urban side of distribution, where, you know, we are putting more focus, our current reach would be around, say, 10-12%, which we aspire to bring up to 25,000 during the current year.
Okay. Apart from this, sir, as a earlier participant also asked related to the BIS now, I just wanted to get a clarification. What kind of market sizes of unorganized in lighting in flashlight segment at this moment? And as we are focusing a lot on rechargeable flashlights, what are the actions we have taken which can let us understand a little better that we are moving in the right direction, and this is the kind of market we are going to tap in next 3 to 5 years time span?
Okay, so, you know, the total estimated market size, because there is no tracking mechanism like Nielsen that we have in batteries, we estimate market to be around between 1200 and 1400 crores at consumer price level. I mean, which is usually the...
Sorry to ask it again, sir. I asked about flashlights, not batteries.
I'm also talking of flashlights only.
Okay, I'm so sorry. Yes, sir.
So, you know, we, as I said, that we do not have tracking mechanism like a Nielsen report as we have in batteries in the flashlight segment. Okay, because the play is so much of unorganized, you know, participation in this particular market. So we estimated between 1200 and 1400 crores at consumer price level. We are about 20% of the market, and I would give another 5% for other, all other brands together. So the market for unorganized play would be something around 70 to 75%. The BIS is, you know, as I said, there are two aspects to it. One is the standard getting formalized, which will happen, as I sort of responded to a query earlier, that will get perhaps formalized within the next few days. However, what is more important is once that standard gets formalized, it is made mandatory by the government. That takes some more time. That will take some more time. I am unable to give a, because this is really not in our control. We have to make a good case for the organized industry to the government for it to make that mandatory. Like today, there are lot of products which are under that mandatory certification. For example, battery is mandatorily certified. So similarly, we are aspiring to get the same thing done for the flashlights market.
Okay, okay, perfect, perfect. And sir, any update on capacity expansion or any kind of infusion that the promoters will bring in?
So, as I said, the capex that we could be contemplating, we have not yet made up our mind, would be, we have abundant capacity both in carbon sink batteries and flashlights. So, the only capacity we could contemplate towards the end of this year is, you know, making our own installation of alkaline.
And so what is our current asset utilization?
Current asset utilization is, I would say, about 80%. But if we employ more manpower, we could make that capacity even higher. So we are completely, you know, today, you know, okay with our capacities for batteries and flashlights.
Okay. Okay. And so, sir, just last question on competition. I just wanted to understand, on e-com platforms, there are multiple other competitors also coming into picture now, apart from the large players like Nepo, Everready, and somehow in Ancline, we can say DRFL too. I just wanted to know, is there any kind of a heat related to competition taking place due to e-commerce as a distribution channel?
Is there what taking place?
Competition heat, like someone is coming up and we are trying to gain more market share and people are now shifting from general trade to e-commerce for more buying of for battery purchases.
Yeah, so as you know, e-commerce is still a small quantum of the total market. However, as you rightly said, the growth in e-com is much stronger than in the other channels. However, you know, e-com is a place, you know, where all players, you know, have, you know, the same kind of, you know, what shall I say, even playing field where, you know, they put their financial might and their advertising might to gain share. So we would also do the same, and so would be so many other players, including even unbranded ones.
Right.
So, I mean, we have to play by the rules of that game. I mean, there is nothing that we can shy away from.
Thank you so much, sir. Thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from Bharat Seth from Quest Investment. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. So on just coming back to this gen side battery, so our decline was around 3 to 4%. Is that correct understanding?
3%. Yeah.
3%. So what rate the industry is declining?
So it is by and large, I mean, we had a value erosion in the carbon zinc. I'm sorry, but the value erosion was only 1.5%. We also declined by that. Volume erosion was a little higher at 2.5%. But it is all players suffered the same fate, and the very fact that we held on to the market share at 53% share proves that, you know, similar fate sort of, you know, was on all the other players.
Sorry, sir, but when you say that 1.5% decline, I mean, it wasn't due to rise in 2.5%. So that does not mean 3%. So if you can give a little more color. And
no, no. As I said, just listen me out. Value erosion was 1.5%. Volume erosion, because, you know, we have a, you know, bias towards, I am talking of ourselves. We have a bias towards going for more premium products. So even though volume degrew sharper at 2.5 to 3%, we arrested the value erosion only to 1.5%. That is what I wanted to say. And the same state of value erosion and also perhaps volume erosion was also similar with the other players, because our market share position remained the same through the year at 53% plus.
Okay. So how do we see now going ahead, this now erosion has, I mean, been arrested or still, I mean, there is, I mean, this carbon green.
As I mentioned in the earlier part of this, this is a more rural, product. And so, you know, it got affected due to the weak demand, which you have, I'm sure you are reading in the newspapers and in all the calls that, you know, other companies are making, the FMCG ones. So, you know, we feel that, you know, with the demand situation changing a little bit, plus we also had a little bit of our own internal challenge of the transformative exercise that we undertook, the new route to market. So we don't think that this is something that will continue in the future. But battery as a category has low single digit growth profile, and that is something that we are also sort of, you know, making sure that we would at least get that in the coming year.
Okay. And coming back again and into, so how do we see this alkaline battery market growth? One is on the premium for our company, and premium and non-premium side.
So there are two segments, you know, in the alkaline side. One is the value alkaline, and the other is the premium alkaline.
Yeah.
Obviously, we would like to sell as much premium as possible. However, market naturally, you know, once they are used to a value product, they, you know, like to do that till they have enough familiarity with the market, you know, product category. So I think we are for the moment quite we have understood that, you know, the value alkaline is going to be the dominant segment for still some more time to come. We only have to now make sure how to make our margin profile a little better, despite, you know, the reality of value alkaline being the predominant type in the this particular category.
And what rate, last year, of course, growth was phenomenal. So what kind of a rate do you ascribe for our company to grow? And what is the, how do we want to play differently than the competitor?
So number one, we are banking on a 2x growth for the current year. From, you know, the, as I said, we are at on a small base. So we plan to grow 100%.
Okay.
The strategy for us to grow is, of course, you know, make sure that, you know, we become very active in retailing this particular product, which so far, you know, we were not, because we did not have the this particular range which we have just now newly launched. We are making a big effort in terms of communication. I do not know whether you have been exposed to that.
Yeah.
Whether through, you know, hoardings in large towns or through TV, taking on a brand ambassador, we are sort of, you know, making all efforts to make sure that the consumer also, you know, keeps us in reckoning when he considers an alkaline purchase. So, you know, if we can persist with these efforts, and given our size of distribution, given our overall, you know, predominance in the battery segment, we are quite confident that alkaline is something that also, you know, we would come to a much, much higher share of the market in the days to come.
Okay. So how do we see, sir, our growth in, and do we have any other aspiration to leverage our kind of a rural reach as well as, I mean, now urban side we are working on it. So any new SKU, do we have any plan to introduce?
So, you know, we are at this point of time, you know, because of the challenges that we faced last year, we were internally thinking maybe around this time or 6 months from now, we would be contemplating a newer category beyond battery, flashlights and lighting. However, that goalpost we have shifted by 12 months because, you know, we need to consolidate our, you know, present businesses. So our focus is going to be continue to hold on to the market share and maintain our presence in carbon sink, steadily enhance our presence in alkaline, you know, try to limit the growth of battery-operated flashlight, rapidly grow rechargeable flashlights through, you know, all, you know, I would say innovative product offerings to the market. And obviously, you know, as I said, that we aspire to grow 20% in the lighting segment, you know, leveraging our presence in general trade and also latching on to the exclusive electrical outlets.
Okay.
I'm really sorry to interrupt, but we request you to rejoin the queue as there are several participants waiting their turn.
Sure.
Thank you. We move to the next question. The next question is from the line of Darshika Kemka from AV FinCorp. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. I would actually like to delve into a fact that you have mentioned in the last quarter. So, in the last quarter, you mentioned that you target to reach revenues of 1,500 crores overall, and this will majorly be driven by higher growth in the lighting and the flashlight segments. This year, obviously, our growth has not been as we had expected, with a flattish sort of negative single-digit growth, which is around 1,300 crores. And as you guided right now, that we'll be having a high single-digit growth for the year.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but could you speak closer to your phone because your voice is coming a little not very clear.
Just a second. Better? Is this any better?
Yeah, this is better.
Yeah. I'm sorry, I'll repeat the question. I was referring to the fact that you mentioned we would expecting to make 1,500 crores of revenues in for FY24, and this will be driven by higher growth in the flashlight and the lighting segment. But for reasons, we have not been able to achieve that. And we are guiding for a high single-digit growth in FY25. And on the base of FY24, that is much below 1,500 crores. So does it mean that we are revising down our revenue guidance? And while we have made like phenomenal revenues, phenomenal profitability, do you see that you would want to revise upwards your profitability guidance? Can you just you know, sort of highlight that?
So Darshika, thank you for reminding, you know, what we would have mentioned in earnings calls maybe 1 year back, because over time we had moderated that aspiration, you know, seeing the ground realities of weak demand and, you know, the value erosion that was taking place in the lighting segment. So I think in the earnings call of second quarter onwards, second, third, and now in the fourth quarter, we have consistently guided for much lower than that 1,500 crore, which we started with in the beginning of the year, FY24. So that is one. Number two is that with regard to, so you know, now we are on a base of about 1,350 odd. So we have to look from this point, I mean, no point in, you know, thinking of what we had aspired 1 year back. The fact is, for reasons which I think we have articulated over the last, at least the last three earnings call, we are now at a base which is around 1350 odd. So we have to look at growth from here. So we are today again, you know, taking cognizance of the ground realities, some of our internal challenges, and we are guiding for, I would say, a high single digit sub 10% growth. So, you know, the thing is that we are still holding on to our double digit EBITDA aspiration, which we delivered last year with a vast improvement in the profit after tax, and we hold on to that aspiration of double digit kind of EBITDA margin for the coming year, with improvement also in profit after tax.
Got it. All right. I think this is it.
Thank you, Darshika.
Thank you. Next question is from Mithun Aswad from Kiva Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yeah,
hello.
Go ahead.
Can you hear me, sir?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good afternoon, sir. Sir, just wanted to understand, out of the 1350 crores, could you give us a breakup between the three segments for the full year? And within those segments as well, in the batteries, if you could give between alkaline and carbon zinc. Within the flashlights, the rechargeable as well as the chargeable, this would be useful.
Okay. We had answered part of this in the earlier part of the call, but I would, at the cost of repeating, say this again. So our overall mix of turnover is like this: 65% batteries, 12% flashlights, and 23% lighting. Of that, of the batteries, about 90%, 94% is carbon zinc, 6% is alkaline, and of the flashlights, about 60-40 is battery operated versus rechargeable.
Okay. 60 is battery operated, go.
That's right. And that is the one which is degrowing, and then 40 is slated to grow. So we would very shortly see 50-50, and then, you know, the mix changing towards the rechargeable flashlights.
Got it. Got it. And just a follow-up on this, since 94% of the batteries is in a low-growing segment and the 6% is where you're seeing the growth, so we will face challenges on overall growth, right? Because it's only when the alkaline comes to a certain stage where it becomes a reasonable part of the overall batteries, are you going to see overall revenue growth for the company. Is that correct? Or
So battery traditionally grows at around 4-5%. This
correct.
Year was an aberration where, due to the rural side of, you know, I think we have spoken enough, we did not grow. We actually had a slight deflation. Alkaline is where we are going to grow, you know, much beyond, you know, what we would, what one could normally consider. So as I said, we would like to grow 100%, so that 6% will become maybe 10%, 12% in the coming year. So we are still feeling that it should be quite all right for us to grow at 5%, given the very high share of carbon zinc in the mix. And that is how we are making our budgets and plans. That is a reality. I mean, we cannot go away from that.
Understand. And in the rechargeable flashlight segment, is that growing reasonably well, or that is also seeing some pressure?
That has a growth of about 10%. So, see, the first is that we have to come up to a particular size. As I said, the combined market share is about 20-21% for us. So, you know, obviously one part of it is degrowing sharply, which we need to arrest to the extent possible. But I mean, it is not really in our hands, because if the consumer has decided that it is better for him to go for rechargeable, we have to play the game accordingly. We have really brought in a slew of products we have, you know, really, and we'll continue to do so. We are going to communicate. So we feel that we will grow much faster than the market. Even given all that, the degrowth of battery operated and the growth of rechargeable, we estimate that we will be growing between 10 and 12% in the coming year in the overall flashlight segment.
Right, sir. So just one last one. On the margin, we've seen zinc prices also move up over the last quarter, while, you know, the last year was reasonably okay. Do we face challenges? Because I think even an alkaline zinc oxide is required for manufacturing. So just wanted a sense on that, how you see margins, because that's your largest category. Do you see pressure on margins in the next couple of quarters, or have you taken any price rises to offset that?
One is how we manage our raw material. So I think, you know, we take to take coverage, you know, so that we can plan things better. And if, let us say, that becomes a reality, because I have also indicated in my opening remarks, I do not know whether you had a chance to listen to that, we think that there is some amount of volatility that's going to take place in the commodities, which we have already started seeing. If that happens, you know, we have a decent period of time to plan things and to mitigate that. And obviously, the only mitigation would be, you know, that we take price increases, for which we will have adequate time. So we are not really unduly concerned with that. I mean, we have to, you know, in some parts of any time, you know, live in a high inflation period and sometimes, you know, be happy with some deflation taking place like it happened last year.
Sure. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Priyankar Sarkar from Square 64 Capital Advisors. Please go ahead.
Hi, good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon.
There are a couple of questions. Could you please break up the EBITDA margin of the battery business?
EBITDA margin of the battery business, meaning what? Meaning
the segment wise, sir, the lighting business is about to break even. So I wanted to know for 65% of the business, what is the margin they are earning on that part?
Okay, so roughly, I'll tell you, roughly about 15.5% is batteries, about 9% is flashlights, and lighting is slightly negative, I mean, towards break-even.
Right, sir, okay. And sir, could you also please give an update on the court case, please? Because last time you sounded pretty positive, but there's no commentary thereafter from your end. So just wondering on that, please.
I'll request Vivek to update you on this.
Yeah, sure. So, you know, the case which is there is for the KKR, I'm sure you are asking for that case, right?
Sorry.
So the matter is still adjourned as of now. You know, we expected that matter should close. Now, as you know, this matter is not at all KKR. KKR too, it has gone to InCred, and InCred has now handed over to some other finance companies. So now we are awaiting date. I think July is going to be a next hearing. So it is the status as of now.
Okay. And I have one last follow-up question. So if we had to put up a capex of our own for the alkaline part of the business, what would this 15.5% margin move up to once it reaches a, I mean, good utilization level?
So, you know, it is very subjective at this point of time. You know, the machines are of a big size, right? You know, it started at 300 to 400 million pieces. And currently, if you are seeing that we are sitting around the 40 to 50 million. So initially, the focus would be to stabilize the product. And of course, there will be a cost benefit. Just to tell you, if I start manufacturing, there will be, for the alkaline part of the operation, 8 to 10% the margin will improve for the alkaline part of the operations. But you know, alkaline is 6 to 8% of the total operations, right? So you can get it out that more and more alkaline increases. So once you start doing a domestic manufacturing, 8 to 10% margin will improve for the alkaline part of the business.
Perfect. Okay. Thank you very much. And wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next question is from the line of Saket Kapoor from Kapoor Company. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Namaskar, Shubham sir. And thank you for the opportunity. Firstly, we see the employee cost as a percentage of sales still hovering higher. So when you are alluding to these facts that going ahead, we are anticipating good numbers in terms of revenue and profitability for the current year. So what should be the employee cost as a percentage of sales should be penciling in for the year now?
Okay. Vivek, would you like to take it on?
Sure. So you are absolutely right observation, but if we could see that from the last year to this year, our revenue remains stagnant, right? So what is the growth you see? It is basically the inflationary growth got to the employees. So now since we are looking for this year, the current year, certain high to single digit, high single digit growth, we would like to see not to exceed this percentage, right? If you see, we are hovering around 12%, and ideally, we would like to be remain equal to or lower than that percent for the FY25.
Okay. And sir, I think so Bain and company were given a project on the basis of which some benefits over the long term were to be accrued to the company. So where are we in terms of the implementation, and when are we going to reap the benefits, if any?
Again, you know, I think the entire lot of conversation, as Subbu has already spoken about RTM, what the project Bain and company has taken over is the RTM. So it will be a quite long term, like whatever the implementation learning and the challenges we had, we are just yet getting out of that. Maybe by the next quarter, we'll get it out. And I think after that, we start getting the benefit. I think this is the discussion we have.
Right, sir. Just Mr. Shah, you are pointing on the fact that from second half, we are anticipating good growth going ahead. So the two factors on the basis of which you are seeing growth are monsoon and this BIS standard being implemented, or what are the factors which is giving you the confidence that things are going to be much better from second half?
Okay. So one is that we expect the rural demand to sort of have an uptick. That is first and foremost. The second one is that by, say, the second quarter end, we would have really ironed out all the challenges that or the different difficulties that we faced with the RTM. So, you know, any drag whatsoever that we had from the RTM would be also not there. Plus, you know, the value erosion of the lighting segment, which was highly prevalent during this FY24, in our estimate also should not be there. It is still there a little bit in this quarter, but from second quarter onwards, we estimate. But, you know, of course, it is very difficult to, you know, say if there would be again another breakthrough which will be passed on to the market. At this point of time, we are not seeing that. So based on all these factors, the demand, our RTM, the valuation being, you know, arrested, all of that will culminate in higher level of growth in the second half.
Okay. But there has to be that has to be a volume-led growth, not only value-led. It has to be volume-led only, then only it will translate to...
Saket, this year also, you know, which you are not being able to see, we have very reasonable and I would say satisfactory volume growth in the lighting segment. Unfortunately, that got completely eroded due to the value erosion. So I take your point. It has to be volume-led, not just, you know, price increases.
Right. A small point, sir. Firstly, we would like to congratulate the board on the dividend declared for, I think so it's the highest of 5 years, after which investors' interest and have been looked into with the dividend payout. So that gives a clear indication of wealth creation being the outlook for the board. So I congratulate the board for this decision. And on one bookkeeping question, we have seen there's a refund of income tax also to the tune of 10 crore. If you could explain what is our current tax rate, tax outgo, and if you could explain the reason of this 10 crore nature,
so,
any other assessments are due wherein we will be receiving cash going ahead?
So this is our currently we are under the MAT. Okay. So because we have an Assam plant where we have ATI benefit, so we are currently under the MAT. So rate hovering between the 16% to 18%. And this is the refund of pertaining to 2021, where we have paid the advance tax and that particular year we have taken certain write-off. So that is the refund we got the current year. So it is 23 crore we got a refund, and there are some current year taxes. And so net you are seeing 10 crore. So there is, that is the different year.
Right. Thank you for all the feedback, sir. And for the forex impact, I think so earlier we used to highlight what was the forex impact. So if you could just give a color on how the forex behaved for this quarter and for the year as a whole.
So, you know, forex, you know, so forex pretty remained steady. If you see 83 and a half, this remained very steady, and we are like taking a very, you know, long-term coverage, not a very long-term, 4 to 5 month coverage we are taking, because it is goes hand in hand with our zinc coverage also. So we are keeping a very close eye, but, you know, dollar was since are pretty stable over a period of last 6 to 8 months. So we did not have much adverse impact because of that.
Thank you, sir, and all the best to you. Thank you.
Next question is from from Rajiv Gupta from RBC Financial. Please go ahead.
My question was on the RTM transformation. Are we now very confident that we are done with it in this first quarter? We are already into the end of April. Are we almost there? Are we 99% there? Or is there a risk that we come back next quarter to hear that our RTM transformation is going to further take away another few quarters? Where do we stand on the RTM portal? That was my first question. On the RTM transformation.
Shall I respond to that?
Yes, please. I'll appreciate that.
So, you know, I wish I could give a specific percentage. Unfortunately, I cannot. But I think it would be safe to say that by the second quarter, we would have ironed out all the, you know, whatever we call it, pitfalls or challenges, whatever disruptions that we have faced, all those would be ironed out. And so the RTM would start paying rich dividends from the second half. That is at this point of time, because there is... Of course, our internal target is to iron out everything in the first quarter itself, but I don't want to sort of commit on that to you for the simple same reason what you mentioned, that in the next earnings call, you should not hear of another extension.
Okay. My second question was that assuming that all the lighting issues and the RTM gets sorted out, what is the company's aspirational CAGR growth plan for the next, say, 25, 26 onwards? What is the company's aspirational growth plan considering battery, where battery is, lighting is? I'm talking about a 2-3 year perspective starting 1st April 26.
So I think what would be safe to assume is a 5% kind of growth in batteries as a total category, 10 to 12% in flashlights and 20% in lighting. This we can see for at least the forthcoming, say, certainly FY25 and maybe, you know, 2 more years. That is how it looks like to us at this point of time.
And at, on a current base, what would be turnout to be in terms of a weighted average?
So I would say that, you know, given that we are at around, say, 1350 odd, I'm taking rounded numbers, I would say we would go on to, say, about 1800 crores in the next 3 years on these three categories, including FY25.
So that makes, including FY25, are you talking 3 years or 2 years?
Yeah, 3 years, 3 years. FY25,
so And 27.
Yeah.
Okay. One last question. The information on the KKR loan has not been forthcoming. You were very, about 3 quarters back, you were very confident and sure that the, you know, that it is about to end. We should have some news in March, you know. Now, we just get to know, it's a bland statement by the management that it is adjourned. I'm sure you have a better idea at the end of the day. This is a shareholder issue. It's not, you know, you should really have a little more information on the status of this arbitration. It normally doesn't go on this long. One does hear that the formerly the promoters of the former promoters are planning to retire the loan. There are negotiations on. Some of them have come out of their financial trouble. So why don't you for information a little more crisp, clear communication on this to the shareholders?
No, I'll give you, you know, unfortunately what you term as bland is what is available on public domain, and we can only, obviously you would appreciate on an earnings call, we can only provide information which is, you know, in the public domain, because all of that is not controlled by us. So the arbitration panel has had set a timeline whereby they set various dates for various, you know, activities. So the final hearing is slated for a particular date in July. I forget that date. However, in the in between, again, this is public domain information. The originally what was KKR was bought over at a fraction of the cost by a company called Incred, and then in turn bought over by another company called Real Touch or something like that. I forget the exact name. You know, it would be for this new incumbent to decide how he wants to sort of see things pan out. We maintain, as we have maintained before the arbitration panel, that Eveready is, you know, sort of liability in this is zero. We played no role in the, you know, the facilities being provided to the erstwhile holding companies, nor were we aware. Our stand is clear, and we believe that, you know, we have a clear case, and we'll see how it plays along. But it is possible that, you know, it may come to some settlement, because, you know, people still try to, you know, after all, it is going from one lender to the other. Hopefully, you know, some settlement will take place.
Okay. But coming back to your...
remains the final date of hearing.
July remains the final date. Okay, good. So, yeah. Now, my last question, you know, on 1350 to 1800, we are, you know, about RTM getting settled. If I make a simple mathematical calculation, 1350 goes if about a 10% or single high single digit goes to 1500, 1650. We are talking digit growth, a high single digit in about 9.5% if I compound it for 3 years.
Yeah.
You know, then what we are saying is that our aspirational growth remains single digit for the next 3 years.
So we are...
after having spent all the time and money and effort on our RTM and our RTM becoming operational, fully operational this year, but we are still talking about single digit growth.
No, no. So we are first of all...
I'm just doing it mathematically. This is, it's just a maths.
So
yeah,
it's all right.
We are still talking about 1800 3 years from now.
Yeah. What you say is right. We are talking of a 10% overall growth, right? Whatever may be the individual components of 5%, 10%, 12%, and 20%. We have all along said, and we have just shifted that goalpost because of all the challenges that we have always made.
I appreciate. I'm starting with a 1350 base now. I'm not going back to history.
No. Just hear me out. We have all along said that for us to reach a higher level of turnover at some stage during our journey in the course of the next 2-3 years, we have to look at new categories. Now, we had very much aspired that we would start planning this new category sometime around this year, meaning somewhere around FY25, we would crystallize our plans for a new category. But today, the way things have happened, we feel that we first really need to consolidate ourselves in this year and talk of. So 1800 in 3 years, what we just now talked about, is from the three categories. There would be a component and in which this RTM would be helpful. This RTM is not just for meant for batteries or flashlights or lighting. I mean, it should be amenable to take on other categories. So, you know, every product categories have a particular, you know, capacity to grow. So we are taking a realistic view whereby we aspire and do not put aspirations beyond our reach, and we grow realistically, but also keep scope for newer categories to be inducted, which we plan to do.
Got it. And where, how far have you pushed back the the goalpost for the next for the future categories in terms of hitting the
No,
top
so
line?
you know, we were quite hopeful that by FY25 we would have plans ready to launch a new category, at least that we may have to shift to the next financial year. And
So
we have
launching between 26-27?
26-27 could be a realistic time when we can think of a new category.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Keshav Garg from Counter Cyclical PMS. Please go ahead.
The performance of the company is disappointing. The guidance of the management is not credible. And sir, your aspiration is also disappointing. What happened to the doubling the revenue in 4 years or from 1,200 crore base? I don't know, sir, what happened. I hope that going forward, even the lukewarm aspiration is not underachieved. And sir, if we see our receivables in the past 2 years have doubled, and sir, the revenues have hardly moved up. And sir, I am very doubtful that we still hold the 53-54% market share in batteries, because if you see our competitors which are listed, at least their third quarter numbers are available, and they have grown something like 13-14% in the third quarter, whereas our revenue has declined. So, any comments on these issues?
So, first of all, thanks for all your scathing comments. We have really, as I said, we are not deviating for our end goal of achieving doubling our turnover. We have only shifted the goalpost by 1 year. Even when we had articulated the original, you know, doubling our turnover aspiration, we had said that we would require a fourth or a fifth category. So, you know, to say that, you know, our aspirations are very disappointing at this stage, I personally do not agree with that comment, but so be it. I mean, you are, of course, you know, free to choose your own opinion. And so, you know, we remain on course to, as we discussed with the previous speaker, we remain on course to achieve at least going up to 1,800 odd in the next 3 years' time with very realistic, you know, growth targets. And as I said, we need to bring in a new category, if not two, to make ourselves to that, you know, 25 or 100, which we had set about. We have just shifted it by 1 year due to, you know, multiple reasons, which I think I have alluded enough in the earlier part of the call and also while responding to queries. Thank you.
Sir, yes, sir. Sir, I also wanted to understand that now many toys, ACs, everything is being made in India. Sir, so the batteries that are going into the toys or the remote of the AC, etc., sir, are we supplying those or are they still being imported?
Before I respond to that, I think, you know, I need to sort of respond to that somewhat high-handed comment about your not believing that 53% market share. It is a public domain information. Please go to the Nielsen report and find out for yourself whether what we said is correct or incorrect, okay, before you make these kind of comments. Now, with also your observation with regard to other competitors, you know, growth, please also find out whether they grew in the battery segment or they grew in some other segments. I think we have greater insight to that than, you know, perhaps, you know, in all humility, I say you. Now, coming to, you know, the question of, you know, all the devices which are there, we supply to everybody, and so does everybody in the market. Thank you.
Okay, just to add, I would like to add one point. I think he has mentioned that our receivable has doubled up. So just would request you to please go through the schedule of the balance sheet, where you will find the receivable from 102 crore has become 113 crore. You are right, in the June quarter, receivable has gone up subsequently, and there is a several initiative and effort has to ensure that receivables are under control. So that is the way, just would like to, like, maybe that you are referring to some June number, maybe against a March. But as of now, the situation is that general trade receivables are under control, and even whatever has increased, it is because of the alternate channels. Because the alternate channels, the receivable terms are much higher than the general trade. I thought that it update will be very useful for you.
Receivables have actually tripled from FY22 end to FY24 end from 36 crore to 113 crore. So please check it. And so secondly, if we see our EBITDA, so last year there were 25 crore extraordinary for your consultancy, etc. And if we add that back, there has been no growth or very, very marginal growth, less than inflation in even in our EBITDA. Why on why?
So I heard from you. So I think, you know, when you are commenting, I did not hear that you are commenting from FY22, because generally when you are doing the talk, you know, we have always referred from FY23. Okay, and that is this period, that was the year of a COVID period, where time our 100% sales was on cash. So there is a change of the business parameter happened when the, because you know that period, even 2021 and 22, you see both the years were on cash business. But you are right that there are some. But beans and whatever the consultancy charges, it was there last year and it is mostly there current year also.
Okay, sir. Thank you. And sir, I hope the performance of the company increases.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Chirag from Keynote Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi. Thank you for the opportunity again. Sir, just basic three questions. First, I wanted to know what is the gross margin in flash in lighting business.
So, Vivek, would you like?
I'd say 35%.
And what are expense for FY24?
It is similar kind we are expecting in 25.
Which is around 10-12% of sales.
Pardon? Can you please repeat the question?
For our ad for FY20?
So ad will be in the range of 10%, yes.
10%. And we are expecting it to remain same in absolute terms for the next year?
Yeah, as of now, yes. Because since the revenue base are almost in some line, when we reach to some major revenue line, you know, as Subham was saying, 1800, 2000 crore, that point of time, we may look for a little reduction, because that absolute value gives us a strength to do some, but you know, so that is why as of now 10% in absolute value we are looking for the same.
Right. And sir, last thing, as you have given the revenue mix for FY24, is it possible for you to highlight for FY23 also?
Yeah, just give me a second. Yeah, 23, our revenue mix would be 65.4% battery, 12.4% flashlight, and 22.2% lighting.
And sir, can I just understand one thing? I was under impression that our margin operating level in battery business was around 17-18%. Is it dropped down to 15% for certain reasons, or it is the actual kind of a margin level?
No. So FY23, it was 11.1%.
FY23 EBITDA margins for battery was
operating margin for battery was 11.1%, which got improved to 15.5%, mostly due to the material price softening.
Okay, and this is, should be the expected range in the future too.
We hope so as of now, and but as you know that Shubham mentioned, the way the volatility in the material segment goes on, that is why the battery prices goes up. But as of now, from a material perspective, we are secured for a quite good amount of time, so we are not in a hurry to think on a high cost of material. So in a due course, we will take an appropriate call if the cost of materials continuously increases.
Sure. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. We'll take that as the last question. I would now like to hand the conference back to the management team for closing comments.
Thank you everyone for taking out the time to join us on this earnings call conference call today. I hope we have adequately answered all your questions. If you still have more queries, please reach out to our investor relations team and we will be happy to address them. We endeavor to interact with all of you every quarter through this forum. Thank you once again and look forward to connecting with you again in the next quarter. Thank you.
Thank you very much. On behalf of Everready Industries India, that concludes the conference. Thank you for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. You may now disconnect your lines.